But these preachers will tell you, I'm preaching you to the law because I tell you to serve God the Bible way. We know in America that a bull and a goat and a calf and a lamb don't save us, clean us from our sin. So that's why that book was headed to the Jews that be at Rome. Those Jews still thought they could get forgiveness and clean by the law and did not need to have Christ. And Paul told them, if you stay under that way, you have fallen from grace. The reason being, you cannot walk in favor with God, continuing to sin, go and give a bull and a goat and think God is satisfied with the death of that animal. God said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants your mind renewed. That you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. These preachers nowadays are taking those things, taking the desire of righteous people to live godly, to repent. I'm going to read some scriptures and I'm going to pray with you. Verse number 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. How? How did he find grace? All them folks up there, only Noah and his kids. How? These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Noah didn't find grace because he just kept on sinning and believing. He didn't just, what you've been taught to believe, it's time for us to get ourselves to the altar and ask God to do something in us. And you are called Church of God. You are called to not only be saved yourself, but you have got to learn the doctrine of Jesus Christ so you can teach a dying generation that somebody can be saved in your family, on your job. Some of your friends can learn Jesus Christ. It's time for you to know. It's time for you to live for God yourself so you can help a dying generation. I made up in my mind I was going to live for him. I made up in my mind. When I started off over 38 years ago, and I want to tell you today, I didn't always make every correct step. Hallelujah. But I could have sat back and said, well, you know, we all going to make some mistakes. And I'd have stayed the same way. I could have kept on fumbling, but I'm so glad I had a convicted heart. I'm so glad I went on my knees and said, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm so glad I understood that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I'm so glad I understood that even though I'm saved and God loved me, he still ain't loving me to continue in an era of life that I need to watch and be careful. And I'm telling you something. When you got a broken spirit toward God, God will hear you. God will help you. God is looking for somebody that's willing to say, Lord, I want to be right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I remember songs coming up. You would hear songs, holy boldness. It had love, righteousness, peace, and joy. Put them all together. It's called holiness. There were songs that folks used to sing. Lord, make me holy. Hallelujah. Guide me, O great Jehovah, through this barrenness. That was songs that people sung about being right. I want to be right. Now you hear songs, I fall down, get up. I fall down, get up, fall down, get up, fall down, get up, fall down, get up. Man, I used to hear songs, creating me a clean heart. Give me a clean heart. So I can serve. Hallelujah. Now you hear songs, all sinners just saved by grace. Well, all sinners saved by grace.